before True George Foreman said yesterday he was actually serious about it. We're facing a massive, systematic assault on wage made by working people over 200 years. If that's the case, then today can't just be a protest strike. I believe we need a debate in our movement. As the government intends to increase their attack on us, look at yesterday's statement again, we are looking at more pay cuts, we're looking at more pension attacks, we're looking at more job cuts. As they mount those attacks on us, I think we need to step up our resistance. I think we need to take up the argument in our unions for more coordinated strike action. Some unions are taking this call to the TUC to meet quickly so that we can begin to plan our next steps as quickly as possible. And I think we should coordinate where possible with the private sector. Today there is a continuing action, actually, by electricians in London. A contract change for those electricians is seeing them facing wage cuts of up to 30%. They voted to strike around this, and many of them know that their fight is our fight. I believe we should absolutely oppose any weak compromise which leaves us having our pensions cut, which leaves young workers being forced out of their pension schemes. I mentioned teachers, I've spoken to young teachers this week who are in exactly that position, forced to leave the pension scheme. I think we should oppose any compromise that allows that to happen. Actually, I think it's also important for us to say that we need to tell Ed Miliband and Ed Balls that we don't need his advice about not striking. We don't need his advice that we should give up without a fight. I think it's important we pass that message on.